started here today in Manchester. Chof Tes Elul, Tovshin Ayin Ches, Rabbi Huda Marmiston.
Erev Rosh Hashanah, everybody is getting ready for Yom Tov. Getting ready really for the time, which is perhaps the day we should be more happy than any other day. Because it says, Dirsha Hashem b'motzoi, k'rub yoisei k'orov. When are we close with the Rebbeinu Shloilom? Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Gemara tells us that's Kerub Yosei Korov. He's very close to us. So the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah should really be a time of tremendous simcha because we have such closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yalkut Shemoini in Pashas Vayeschanan says, Ki mi godoil asheloye lekim krov meilov. B'noyik sh'ba'olam, im nichnas odom ladin, ein yodeim noitzeach, im ein noitzeach. When somebody's nichnas ladin, somebody goes to be judged, he doesn't know if he'll be successful or not. V'yisrael yodim das boiram, b'roi shashona boim b'toikim b'shoifrois. Klal Yisrael know how to do it. We know how to do it. The Ramban explains, says in the Pasuk, Ashrei ha'om yoidei srua. We are the people who are yoidei srua. The Ramban explains that we have the ability to do the right thing. Ki atrua hi sh'om del aviseng nivolonu, k'moy sh'nem ha'ashrei ha'om yoidei srua, u'mau ha'kos vazeh, Harbe yoidim lasis trua b'chatzoytzois v'shoifres v'oy lohem v'oy lemulom v'haba she'enum yoidim litkoya klal v'ashreyem v'ashrey chelkom elo trua hi midas hadin. Trua is the midas hadin. And so you see ki choy mas yirichoy noflo mibnei atrua. It says the truas melech boy ushchinas malken b'neyoy fisha trua midas hadin. Ashrei ha'om yoidei srua, Klal Yisrael is so fortunate because they're yoidei trua, shim kareves eileo hadas, ki yidia toima la dveikus. Yidia is said about dveikus, about attachment. The meaning of yidia is being close. K'moi v'odom yoda, like it says, the odom yoda knew, he knew chava ishtoi. V'om ayoim trua yelochem, ki ayoim yeyelon. So what's it saying over here? It says we've got a koyach of shofar. We've got a koyach of shofar to make a trua, which is midas adin. And this causes us to be menatzeach, to be successful on Rosh Hashanah. What's the pshat? The pachad of Rosh Hashanah is Pachad, which is Neir Goyim. Kol Boi Oilam Oivir Nefonov K'neim Roim. Every single person passes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've been warned about it for a whole month. Every day, at the end of davening, we hear a warning sound, an alarm. Alarm signal. Shofar. Every single morning. 8:30, last Thursday evening, I was driving down Lee Street, trying to get to, say, the shir meant to be 8:30, a little bit late, I was trying to get down, and there's no movement at all. Every car on Lee Street is standing still, and they're hooting and making a noise, the most unbelievable row, hooting and hooting and hooting, making a tremendous racket, and no movement whatsoever. Why? A courier van had stopped and was blocking the road, DPD, courier, blocking the road, and he wasn't moving, nothing. People got out, there's a bit of road rage going on, people got out of their cars, and gave a nice mishaberich to the driver of the DPD. He's not taking any notice. He says, I'm doing my job, you know, I'm not interested in moving. With all the hooting and hooting, he's not moving. He's doing his delivery. And you just have to wait. Unless you decide to go onto the pavement and get round him. I thought to myself, what's the Rinsham showing us? That we hear so much hooting and we don't move. The whole world is full of hooting. It's full of noises, screaming at us. The Rebbein Shem is screaming the whole time. Look what's happened during the year. Look at all the people who left the world, all the people who became sick, all the tragedies of the world. The people drowned in flash floods in Eretz Yisrael. That's hooting. And we're just like that DPD driver. No, I'm not moving. We hear the noise. We so often say, no, what can you do? Sad, unfortunate, what can we do? And that's what shofar is. The shofar is there to remind us there is something to do. We can change. We can move. How do we know Rosh Hashanah is a yontav, a day for simcha? And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Shana Lamed Beis Lamed Beis quotes the Bravos and Erech in Daf Yud as well. And what does it say there? It says, the Malachi Ashores asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Malachi Ashores HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Neimayin Yisrael Oimim Shira Funeach B'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Why aren't Klal Yisrael saying Hallel? Why didn't they say Shir in front of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Did it ever occur to you to ask, why did Malachi Ashores ask the Shaila? Why didn't they ask the Shaila in the Beis Medrash? Only Malachi Ashores have such a Shaila. We don't have such a Shaila. We know the answer immediately. The Rebbein Shem answered back from Malachi Ashores, Om Alohem, Ef Shemelech Yoshev Al Kisei Din, V'Sifrei Chaim, V'Sifrei Mesim, P'suchim Mephon, V'Yisrael Eimim Shira. It can't be. It's impossible to say Shira. That means really, the yontav is mechayev halal. Rosh Hashanah is mechayev halal. It's a yontav. Miyon Rosh Hashanah is a day of simcha. Like moedim the simcha. It's a moed. It's time for simcha. Why is it a moed? Why is it simcha? The Beis Mikdash is called, Mishkan is called Oil Moed, a place of meeting. When we meet the Ribbono Shel Olam, that closeness with Bayir Olam itself should be the Goyim of Simcha. We should tremendously be Simcha because we're together with the Rebbeinu Shleim. Like we said just before, Dishu Hashem Mimotze Kruv Yosef Korah, that's Rosh Hashanah. There's Asar Yomim, it's Rosh Hashanah. People often say, when's Aseres Mei Tshuva? Between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Wrong. It's completely wrong. There are only 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Aseres Mei Tshuva starts in a few hours' time. A few hours' time, it's Aseres Mei Tshuva. 10 days, not seven. In a few hours' time, it's already Aseres Mei Tshuva. To which you can ask, if it's Aseres Mei Tshuva, and one of the basic things in Tshuva, essentials in Tshuva, is vidui, we don't say Rosh Hashanah, any vidui. There's no vidui in Rosh Hashanah. No vidui. So how can it be Aseres Mei Tshuva? And the answer is because we're standing in front of Bayir Olam, it's not shaykh to say vidui. We're too embarrassed. We're just too embarrassed to admit we rebelled. We didn't listen to you. We just can't say it. We can't bring ourselves to say chotosi, lisi, peshat. We can't say Hashanah. It's not shaykh. But really, Rosh Hashanah is a yontif. And Rosh Hashanah is Aseres Mitzvah as well. So this morning I want to talk about how do you put the two things together. What is Rosh Hashanah? Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Dafte Zayin, Amud Aleph, Imru Fonai Rosh Hashanah Malchias, Malchias Kedesh Tamlichuni Aleichem, Zichroinois Kedesh Yala Zichroinichem Fonai Toiva, or Amer Bashoif. And then the Gemara continues. This sounds very, very difficult to understand. Very difficult to grasp. Omer Ravo. Lomo toikin b'shoifa shel ayil. Why do you blow a shoifa shel ayil? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. He said, Tiku lefonai b'shoifa shel ayil. Kedei she'ezko lechem Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram, Umala ani aleichem, Keilu akad tem atzimchem lefonai. Dover me. Shofar is maybe one of the easiest mitzvahs in the whole time. Easiest mitzvah. Is any mitzvah easier than shofar? Don't know if there's any mitzvah easier. What do you hear? So you hear somebody blowing. Effort. No effort. The Baal Tekev makes an effort, yes. To listen to the shofar, is it a hard mitzvah? And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, you blow shofar shel ayil, kedei she'ezko lechem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram, v'mala ani aleichem ki la'akad tem atzimchem lefonai. I'll regard it as if you did akeda. On whom? On yourself. Not on your child. Not like Avram did akeda on Yitzchak. Not like Yitzchak who allowed Avram Avinu to do Akeda on him, but as if we ourselves offered ourselves up as a sacrifice to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. How can that be? How is it shayek that ki'ilu akadtem atzimchem lefonai just by blowing shofar shel ayil? And I think there's a very simple answer. Do you want anybody to mention who your grandfather was? Do you want them to mention it? Well, stop a moment and think. Was your grandfather very choshviyit? Was he a very special person? Maybe you don't know. What about your great-grandfather? Or your great-great-grandfather? You know he was a very famous godlord, tzaddik, a kodesh. Do you want him to be mentioned? That you're his grandchild? Yeah, you're proud. But what about the other side? Why do you look like you look if you're his grandchild? Why are you the way you are if you're his grandchild? So if you're saying to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, or you're saying through your actions, I am taking a shofar, I'm blowing the shofar, Kedei she'ezko lechem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. Al korchach, you must have a shaychus with a Yitzchak ben Avram. You must have a shaychus with Akedas Yitzchak. It must be that you want to say to Rabbeinu Shem, look at my Akeda. Look at what I sacrifice, what I give up for Torah, for mitzvahs, for Yiddishkeit. Then maybe you're very, 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 very keen on sleeping. You love sleeping. And in the morning you still manage to get up early for davening. Or you're a very tight-fisted person. You're really a miser. You're a Scrooge. You're not somebody who ever gives money out. And nevertheless, when people come to you for tzedakah, you fight with yourself. You battle with yourself. You work against your nature to give tzedakah when you don't feel like it. Or there's a mashulach who drives you crazy. He nudges you 1,000 times. And you really feel like turning your back on him and never ever giving him a pruta. And you fight with yourself to give him money. So if we blow the shofar with a kavona that we want the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to remember Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, you want me to remember Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram? You're doing it. Kedei she'ezko lechem Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. Al korchach, you must be in your life. in your avodas Hashem, in your mechila, when you forgive somebody who's avil done an avla to you, somebody's really, really ruined your life, somebody's messed up your life, or somebody who constantly taunts you or upsets you, and you still forgive them. So you're saying to Rabbeinu Shloilam, I want you to remember Akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham, Valich ben Oicha Akedah. I'm also like that. I'm also somebody who sacrifices. Then the Rabbeinu Shloim says, Mali ani aleichem ki lakadich ma'atzchem lefonai. It's kilu you did Akedah yourself. It's kilu you yourself have done Akedah. Ki lakadich ma'atzchem lefonai. The Rebbein Shleilom gives us this eitz of Tkiyas Shofar, because Shofar is the tool through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes from Midas Hadin to Midas Harachmin. I couldn't understand what this means. You blow a Shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes on Hoga. You did a mitzvah. Okay, it's got a skula, but how do you understand there could be such a thing as a blowing shofar and the whole hanhog of the Rebbein Shlom's nishtana? It changes. Changes from a matzav of Midas Hadin to Midas Harachim. Then I saw a svasemis at the end of Rosh Hashanah. And he mentions something in passing which is very mysterious, a well-known chazal. Once I thought about the Chazal, I have a mahalach, b'chusha, b'siyat d'shmayim, b'ezachayim d'as. The Gemara says, mi she'in boi das os l'rachim olav. Somebody's got no das, it's forbidden to be merciful towards him. So I thought, I don't understand this. If somebody's got no das, there's a chester achmonis in the world. Is anyone a bigger Rachmanis than Nebuch, somebody who's got no das? Maybe he's got lots of other things, but he doesn't have any das. Surely you should be merachim on him. What does it mean, nishein boi das, os l'rachim olav? And I thought as follows. The shofar is ma'ir adin. Ashram Yede Srua, Srua is Din. What does the Din do? The Din creates terror in our hearts. Tomorrow morning, when we hear the shofar, we get nervous. We're scared. Because we think, what's this sight in Rosh Hashanah? Kol Bay Oilam Avon Afonov. And everyone's ois mensch. Everyone cries their eyes out in Sana Toikev. So they think, who's going to live? Who's going to die? You look this year, and who's not here? And who's not alone? Not well? We have a foolish name. Everybody's not well. So shechini strong. We get very scared. We don't need Midas Hadin. What is Oynish HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes to save us, to get us back on track. What is Das? Das, we just saw before, Das is Chibur, like the Ramban says. Das means connection. When we're connected with the Rebbeinu Shleim, we don't need any punishments. We don't need any Oinshim at all, we don't need any Yisurim. We're connected with Beir Olam. So when a person hears the Shofar, it says it's Kelifnim, it's as if he's Nichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim in Kodesh Kedoshim. What's the comparison? So I saw Svasemis says, a Kohen Gadol is only allowed to go inside on Yom Kippurim into Lifnai Avlif and no one other time. Why? So he says, unbelievable Loshon, he says, Mikan, we learn from here the Yisoid, B'mokim Shebali Tshuva Oindim Ein tzadikim gemurim yichaylim lamoid. And when the Kohen Gadol goes with Naiber Ifnimi, he's about tshuva. So he can go somewhere which no one else can go to, the tzadikim gemurim can't go to. He can go lifnai v'lifnim. So in Rosh Hashanah, we are all like the Kohen Gadol niches lifnai v'lifnim. Why? Chaim V'loshin says in Nefeshah Chaim. He says, the mayach ha'odom, a person's mind, is kodesh kedoshim. And when he brings chalila, bad machshava inside his mind, he's like, much worse than when the Roman Emperor brought what he brought inside Kodesh Kedoshim. Because our mind is the Kodesh Kedoshim. We think the holiest thing in the world is the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is just the moshel. We are the nimshel. The human being is the holiest of the holiest. There's nothing as kodesh as a human being. We're tzelem lekim, v'chelek elka mimal. The Beis Hamikdash is just like the representation of the human being. So the mind of the human being is the holiest place, is Kodesh Kedoshim. So in Rosh Hashanah, when we stand and listen to the shofar, we are lifnai v'lifnim. We're so mechubah to Boir Olam, we don't need midas hadin. Sakrish Baruch Hu b'shas shofar moves from midas hadin to midas harachmim. So how do we blow the shofar? We don't just blow a truah. We always sandwich the truah between two tekiahs. Because tekiah is midas harachmi. And truah is midas hadin. Shvorim is midas hadin. And shvorim truah is midas hadin. So we always end off in this harachmi with tekiah. With even tekiah gedoyla. Because of the huge amount of rachmim which is nisayir in Klal Yisrael. And that explains the amazing Yerushalmi, which says that at the time of Shofar, the Sotan stops being Mekatrig. Why? Because the Sotan thinks that Mashiach has come already. Why does he make such a stupid mistake year in, year out? Every year they manage to fool the Sotan. He's such an idiot. He's so stupid. It's just Shofar. It's Rosh Hashanah. You have no Shofar. It says it in the Machzor. You've got no choice. The Teretz says no. We're taka very close to Mashiach. We're really close to Gula. When Yidden have Hirurei Tshuva, we're taka close to Gula. We're very, very close. We come out there. Tosfos Roshon Hazayin Beis brings this. K'dei L'arvus Asotin Pirush Ba'oruch. The Oruch says this. K'dei Yisvi Yishalmi. Bila Hamoves Lo Netzach. V'ho K'siva Hoya Ba'yoy Me'u Yitoka B'Shoifa Godl. Kad shoma kal shipuro zimno chado. When the sotan hears the sound of the shofar once, bohil v'loy bohil, he's confused but not so confused. But for kad shoma tinyan, when he hears it a second time, omer vaday, certainly zeu shipuro di yitoka b'shofar gadol. Umot zimna lemisbala, misarba, lesle pnai, the mevet kategoria, so he has no time to make an accusation against Klal Yisrael. We said, how are you talking? How come? There it is, because we really are close. And then we have Rashi's Pshat, which is a phenomenal chizuk for everybody. We said before, Rosh Hashanah is a simcha to Yontif together with Emes Hadin. Where's the yontif? Where's the simcha shabai? So it says in Rashi, and K'dil Arvus HaSotan, why we blow shofar before Shmar Esra and during Shmar Esra, it says in Rashi, K'dil Arvus Shlo Yastin, he won't be mastin, he won't accuse Klal Yisrael, Shishma Yisrael Mechavis HaMitzvahs, Dasim Dvorov. He sees the Yidin of Mechavis HaMitzvahs, Yidin love doing mitzvahs, so he's got nothing to say. What's the pshat? We think of the Sotan as a very, very bad entity. A very evil entity. The Sotan's a Malach. The Sotan's a Malach. He's the Malach HaMoves. He's the Eitzar. He's a Malach. He's got a job to do. He's got a job to do. He's paid the salary. He's got a job. What's the job of the Sotan? To help us. So when we've done something wrong, get it fixed. Get it sorted out. Bring them back to Rabbeinu Shem if they've got lost. You have a GPS in the car, you have a TomTom. What happens when you get lost and you go off the track? It says turn around when possible. You know, go back. You've got your tum-tum. Turn around when possible. Get back on track. Go back to where you should be. But if the Satan sees the Yidden HaMechavim and HaMitzvahs, then we've got everything. Because that means we're doing Avodas Hashem B'Simcha. That means we're happy to be Yidden. We're happy to have Rosh Hashanah. We're happy we've got Shofar tomorrow. We're happy we've got Aseres Mitzvah. We're happy to have Yom Kippur. If the Yidden HaMechavim and HaMitzvahs, it means they have Avodas Hashem. If they have Avodas Hashem, why should they need any Yisurin? Why should they need any punishments? Why should they need any problems? They don't need any problems. They're on track. And that's exactly what happens with Shas Shofar. Mechavnes HaMitzvahs. The Yidden Mechavnes HaMitzvahs. So with this we understand, the Mishayim Vaidas Os L'Rachim Olov, do you know why you can't be Merachim on him? He's got no Das, he's got no Chibur, he's got no attachment to Bayer Olam. So Os L'Rachim Olov, he needs Midas HaDin to get him back on track. But if somebody's on track already, doesn't need it. So there are two ways of going back. And that's the Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Yisroach. Kadosh Baruch Hu changes. He changes the whole Mahalach. We say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tovoi B'Mishpatim Onu. Don't go with mishpat. Don't take a hard line. We don't stand a chance if you take a hard line. I'll talk with mishpat in the mishpat, I'm not going mishpat, we can't have a kiyum at all. We need a sarachim and we can survive. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've got an eitzah for you. What's the eitzah? Bris krusa, there's a bris. A promise. Im yasu lefona kaseida azeh, said the Shbokhu, so to speak, was misatif, kashliach sibba batalis, and said you'd give him a midas. And then the Rabbeinu Shloilom says, Im yasu lefona kaseida azeh, you're guaranteed. You're guaranteed that I'll listen to your tefillas. Because you're saying the tefillas with the Yud Gimel Midas. What's the pshat? Gemara says it's so difficult for us to understand it. It says in Omer Yochanan Molei Mikra Kosov Yefshel Omroi Melamish in Zadu Bishmok Shliach Tzibu Veherle in Moshe Say the Tefillah Omer Kos Man Shisrael Choytin Yasem Ani Kos Say Lazev Ani Moichalem Hashem Hashem Ani Koyim Shiach To Od Ani Ach Shiach To Od Ani Asa Tshuva Kei Rachem Vachan and Omer Yudah Bris Grus Yud Gimu Midah Shem Yichoy Zizreikam Shnei Monei Nech Kareis Bis So Reish Yitzchok Ma'as the Kasha. How can this be true? B'chol Adoyres, Yidin went Tzoros. Yidin had problems, had massive Gzeres against them. And they said, you'd give them a midas. Did they always come out? Did they always get answered? Think of the Tkuf win at the moment. So what's this year? This year we're nervous. We're nervous in England. Labour Party. We're terrified because of Ofsted. We're worried about the whole world. Worried about the Arabs, worried about Iran, worried about nuclear power. We have lots of things to be terrified about this Rosh Hashanah. When we stand in shul tomorrow, daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ksev L'chaim, Toivim Kol B'nei B'risecho, Zochein L'chaim, we've got all these things in our head, in our mind, everything. We've got an Eitzah Bris Krusa. So Reish Chachma says, it doesn't say in the Gemara that just by saying the Yud Gimel Midas, we're going to get through. It says in Yasu Lefon, I can say that, if you do it, you have to do it, you have to change your actions. If you don't change your actions, what's the use? You've got to do the Yud Gimel Midas. Well, how does that help? Yud Gimel Midas means to change one's character and personality, to become patient when you're impatient, to become calm when you're an angry person, to be generous when you're mean, to be soft when you're tough, to leave go when you're a controller, when you're a control freak. And when you're a very sad person, and you battle with yourself to be cheerful, that's also Yud Gimel Midas. Because Hashem is Midas Harachmin. Midas Harachmin is being soft. So maybe B'teva you're rather depressed. Maybe B'teva you're rather low. And you battle with yourself to be cheerful. B'teva you're a pessimist. And you work on yourself to be an optimist. That's Yasu Lefonek Seidazah. We know you can't blow a shofar with a gold shofar. You know, Baruch Hashem, today we see a tremendous amount of hidden mitzvah. We do. Whether it's people who didn't used to wear an atorah on the talis now, they wear an atorah on the talis, all sorts of things which are hidden mitzvah, beautifying mitzvahs, looking nicer. Zev said, Gates of the Nile, he once said, he said he's been out collecting for the yeshiva. And he says he sees people are very, very mahada. He said, it's a joke, but he's, well, this is, with the Naimus, he said, we were very mahada in Hidu Mitzvah. He says, Velcha Mitzvah? Mezuzah. He says, a mezuzah they make really, really beautiful. But you can't have a beautiful mezuzah without a beautiful door. You can't have a beautiful door without a beautiful house. That's all pachelik of the hidden mitzvah, the mitzvah's mezuzah. You know, to make all, everything very, very beautiful. So even if you want to make a very, very beautiful shofar, you can't make a shofar with gold on it. Why not? Ein kategen asneik. But in Beis Hamikdash you could have gold. Only inside Kodesh Kedoshim you couldn't. So the Gemara says it's kalifnei. So it's thinking, what do you mean kalifnei? The Gemara asks the kasha. How could you bring in the dam shall pour inside the Kodesh Kedoshim? You should also say in Kategen Asas Nega. The blood of the cow, it's Egel, it should be in Kategen Asas Nega. And the answer is, it's Nishtam, it's changed. So it's the same thing with us. We're going Lifnai Lifnim tomorrow, we're Rosh Hashanah with Shofar. It has to be Nishtana. The person has to be Nishtana. If you're the same person that you were and you always are and you're keeping the same mitzvahs and learning the same Blat Gemara and doing the same Diktik Balocha, everything's the same, aber der Mensch nicht anders, then ein Ketegen Asas Neib. You're going inside, Lifnaiv Lifnim and Kodesh Kedoshim. The only person who can go Lifnaiv Lifnim and Kodesh Kedoshim is the Baal Tshuva. No one else. The Kohen Gadol couldn't even be Masigit the whole year, only on Yom Kippur. And all of us who are not Kohenim Gedolim, and we're not in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not Yom Kippur, we have to be Masagit on Rosh Hashanah and Shavuot. And how can we do that? By change. By change. If we change, then we're Nishtana. I saw a beautiful story of Chatzkel Sana. Chatzkel Sana once came into Yeshiva in Hebron as a bocher there. It was during a Sesame Tshuva. The bocher was called Shlomo Hoffman, Zechen Levrocha. And he met this bocher, and he saw the bocher look very, very serious. And he said to him, what's the matter? He says, what do you mean, what's the matter? Pachat Pchodim, it's nearly Yom Kippur, it's Yom Neroim. So he said, well, so what? He said, so what? So what if it's Yom Neroim? Why are you in such a mood? Why are you so serious? Why do you look so sad? Why are you so intense? So he said, because of the Rambam. The Rambam says, tshuva is only called tshuva ad sheyed olav yedei talumois, till the yedei talumois can testify that he'll never repeat that aveira. He says, I'm scared out of my wits. So Chatzkel Sana said to him, I don't understand. Why you machme like the Rambam? Be make like Rabbeinu Yoina. Make like Rabbeinu Yoina? What do you mean? So he said, look in Shai Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yoina says, what's Tshuva? Misyatsev al derech toiv. If you're facing in the right direction, that's already Tshuva. You haven't been massacring all your Averis, but you're going in the right way. You're making a move. You might be at the bottom of the escalator, but you're, at least you're on the up escalator, not on the down escalator. For that already you're called Misyat Zvaderech Toy, and that's called the Baal Tshuva. He says, who gave you the right to be machmir like the Rambam, be make like Rabbeinu Yonah? Be Misyat Zvaderech Toy. So you're going in the right direction. You're trying to improve. You're trying to be better. Everyone's trying. All Eden are trying. We'll try our best. And the Baruch Hashem knows that's called tshuva. And it's a pele ploim. I don't know, I haven't looked enough in the Mefarshim to find an answer to this, but you take a look in the Gemara in Kedushin and Testament base, with a very famous Gemara. Gemara says, somebody says, Oy mele ish haret, Kedesh is the Amnosh, and it's Tzadik Gomu, even though it's a Rosh Hashem, and it's Tzadik, after being Rosh Hashem, it says, she's my Kedesh. Why? Why doesn't it say in the Gemara, Sofik Mukadeshus? It says Mukadeshus. You know what Chazal are telling us? Be positive. Be positive. Yidden want to do tshuva. Yidden want to return to Rabbeinu Shleilam. We know it's very hard. We know our top of Mishpat Imonu. We know that Rabbeinu Shlom is Boichen Lei B'choy Kekloyos. He looks right inside a person's heart. We look at the last year, besides that Tzoros have been tremendous Yeshuas as well. Rabashkin came out of jail this year. That was the side last Rosh Hashanah. Came out of jail. Last Rosh Hashanah. Everything's from last Rosh Hashanah. Every single thing that happened in the year is just Rosh Hashanah. Everything is Rosh Hashanah. A person thinks to himself, it's a pachad. But I can come through. I can be besimcha if I make changes. So I thought, what sort of changes could I make? Like Sholem used to say, I'm talking to myself. If I talk a bit louder, other people might hear, could benefit as well. So I thought of four little things one could say as a Kabbalah, Bli Neida. And I think all Kabbalahs have to be like shredded wheats when you buy the bite size, not the big ones. Because the big ones are too big. You've always got to have shredded wheat bite size, the tiny little ones. Kabbalahs always have to be small. Small and short-lived. So I thought of the following. To try until Shabbos Shuva. Shabbos Shuva is another few days, yeah? Shabbos Shuva is today, now it's Sunday morning. It's 3 days after Rosh Hashanah, to try until then, at night, before saying Kriya Shema Lamita, to say the Hareini Moichel, which you meant to say, which maybe people don't say, but meant to say Hareini Moichel, I forgive everybody who's upset me. And to say in that Hareini Moichel specific names of people who you're upset with. It's much stronger than just the blanket, you know, the general one. The general Hareini Moichel, okay, I can say, yeah, I don't want anybody to be punished because of me, easy. But if you actually say the people who you're most bothered by, most upset with, and you say that in the Hareini Moichel, even if you're just saying it now, these few nights, tonight, second night Rosh Hashanah, Motz Rosh Hashanah, Motz Tzom Gedalia, and then again Thursday night, just those few nights, it will have an impact. That's one suggestion. And here's another one. I don't know if you know this. Rabbi Rucham asks a phenomenal kasha. I've said over this kasha many times. Everybody I told it to is absolutely dumbfounded by it. Rabbi Rucham asks, we know that the Avera of Malbim Plechavir Barabim, of shaming somebody in public, is Abizrai Duritzicha. It's like an offshoot of murder. So Rabbi Rucham asks, in Das Chochma Musa, how can it be that for this you lose your Olam Habo, Chas V'Sholom? HaMalbim Plechavir Barabim Ein Loi Chelik Lo'Olam Habo. And the Roitzeach does not lose his chelik in Olam Habo. Pele. Pliatsuma. A Ritzach does not lose his chelik leilam apo, and Malm Prechaber Rabim does. And here's his answer. The tachlis of the Bria is Kvay Shemayim. It's to honor Hashem. The honor you give to other human beings is Kvay Shemayim. Therefore, honor is the purpose of the world. If you're Malm Prechaber Rabim, you took away the covet of the other person, there's no crime which compares to that. Even murder is not as bad. It's connected the whole tachlis habriya. The bria's purpose is covered. So I thought there's something very basic to learn from here. If kvod ha'adam is so important, why doesn't everybody say good Shabbos? Why doesn't everybody say good Yom Tov? I say good Shabbos to people walking past me in the street. They look at me like I'm a sugar. Maybe I am. But they look at me like I'm crazy. I'm saying, why are you saying good Shabbos to me? You don't know me. But really, mechuyev to it. It's kvod ha'adam. You have to say good Shabbos. You have to say good Yom Tov. You have to say good Vach. You have to say good night. Why? Covered. Give cover to the person. I think we're so mushba from the goyim, because the golus has been lasting so long. We've been in golus so long, we're mushba from the goyim. And the goyim are all noitlim, because they're from Esau. So therefore they have a hashkof of, why should I do something if I don't have to? Why should I give him something if I won't get anything in return? I'm not mechuyev to greet him. If he was my business partner, I'd have to greet him. If he was my mechutn, I'd have to greet him. If he was my cousin, I'd have to greet him. But if I don't even know him, why should I have to greet him? We're so mushba from the goyish hashkofa, the treifa hashkofa of what's in it for me? What's in it for you? It's a treifa hashkofa. We should give kovod for the sake of giving kovod, not for the sake of getting anything back at all. So I thought that's a Kabbalah. At least to try to give, say, a good Shabbos, say, a good Yom Tov to people you don't know. It's tremendously unpopular thing to do. It's not going with the world, because the world doesn't do it, except when you live in very small communities. In a big place, people don't say good Shabbos. Go against the Zerim. So I thought to try that also for a week. The third thing is a huge suggestion, and some of you might not like this at all. Give up the game. Which game? The blame game. Give up the blame game. The hainu. Try to teach yourself, train yourself to say it's my fault. Say it's my fault. I was trying to send my child to a school, they didn't take my child into the school. Well, it's the school's fault, isn't it? No, it's my fault. Maybe if I was different, my child would be different. Blaming others is the easiest thing in the world. It says, the Ikka Avidu is Avol Anachnu Chotonus. I saw in Biore Avidu, he asked the question, if you want to make it short, just say Chotonu. Why do you bring it down to three words, Avol Anachnu Chotonu? And his answer is phenomenal. His answer is, because the Chet is because of the word Avol, but. But me no buts. Don't say but. Don't say I did that Avera, but it's not my fault, because it's my wife's fault, it's because it's my child's fault, it's because it's my shvigah's fault, it's this one's fault, the other one's fault. Don't blame another person, blame yourself. So the Ikka Avidu is Avol Anachnu Chotonu, but you're blaming others, you're blaming people, you're blaming circumstances. It's my family, it's my background, it's my father, it's my mother, it's my sister, whoever else, it's not me. It's a very hard message, this one, it's a difficult one. Try to give up the blame game temporarily. Always temporarily. Because then the Satan thinks you're on his side. Temporarily. So let's say for 3 days. 3 days, don't blame anyone. Where did you put it? Where did you put it? No, maybe I put it. I can't find it. Who took it away? You took it away. No, he took it away. She took it away. They took it away. No. Give up the blame game. Ikka Avidu is Avonach Tonu. The last one I thought is a very simple thing. We know Mea Brochus stopped the Magefa. I'm not a Bahochi, I think, to say Mea Brochus B'chol Yom B'Kavon. It's too hard. If I manage to say Mea Brochus B'chol Yom, I don't know. But if B'Kavon, I can't do it. But every one of us could be Mekabel at least till after Yom Kippur, to say one bracha a day b'kavona, one out of those 100. Not every time I say shakol I'm going to say kavona, but one shakol in the day I'll say with kavona, or one ashiyotz I'll say with kavona. Once. What difference will it make? All the difference in the world. You know why? Rabbeinu Yonah said so. Misyatzev al derech toiv. I'm going in the upward direction. I'm going the right way. I'm not stuck. The worst thing is to be stuck. The worst thing is to say, I am who I am. I've got my mitzvahs. I've got my averus. I've got my midas. I've got my hanogat toiv. I've got all the chumas I take on. And that's me and I'm fine. And I'm oim l'fnei ha-melech. How can you oim l'fnei ha-melech like that? How come you're going to have tomorrow like that? But Shana Koboy Oilam Oyman Afonov, and Rabbi Hashem is saying, Miyichim Yomus. How come you're going to have Hashem unless we've got something to go there with? We've got somewhere to go. We've got a way to show Chibur, to show we're attached, to show we've got Das, not Chalila be in a category of Mishaim by Das, as the Rachim Lov, and Mechubat the Rabbi Hashem. Therefore, Rabbi Hashem is going to change. From Midas Adin to Midas Arachmin, Mim Rachm on us, Mim Rachm on Klal Yisrael, and every single one of us should be written down the Sifron Shal Tzadik, Murim, the Altan Chaim, Toivin, should be Zoycha this year, should be the Shnas Chaim, of Geula, Misham al Oilam Dai, Yayim al Tzareseinu Dai, should be Zoycha, Zgalas Kvayt Shemayim, the Korav, Kim of the Hintain Pacht of Hashem Lekeno Koma Sacho, Sir Sintriv. Amen.